This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to Milky Monday. We're on this Labor Day 2018, a very special day with a lot of history. Labor Day was created by the labor movement in the late 19th century, became a federal holiday in 1894. But it was 30 years ago today that you may have heard the first radio reports from Lee Milky of Dairyline. Hard to imagine, Lee, that you've been milking cows from a studio for three decades.
Yes. In that 30 years, Bill, a lot has changed in the dairy industry, and frankly, a lot has not changed. I often told a joke when I would speak years ago about the dairy farmer who won the $1 million lottery. And in an interview, they asked him what he was going to do with all the money. And he thought for a second, and he said, you know, I think I'm just going to keep dairying until it's gone. And it would be funny if it weren't so sadly true. A lot of dairy farmers have come and gone, and they've seen the ups and downs of this industry, and, you know, that has not changed. We've talked about supply management for many years in the industry, came close to it a few years ago, but it just never happened. And the two things that did change in the industry in that 30-year period was the onset of computer use on the dairy farm. Computers have grown tremendously and offer so much in the way of better farm management. And I guess the other thing I would list, Bill, would be the trading of futures and options. That was a huge addition to the dairy industry as far as trying to control the ups and downs of the marketplace, of the income.
You know, another thing that has changed, I don't know, 30 years ago, was there milk on the dinner table?
Definitely. And I'm not sure that we can reverse that trend, but we have found other uses for a lot of that milk, and we've increased cheese consumption, and we still have a ways to go on increasing cheese consumption when we compare the United States per capita consumption with other countries in the world. We're pretty ways down on the list. We're growing, we're increasing it, but we still got more work to do.
Most dairy farmers, you know, born into it. How are you born into milking cows from a radio station, Lee?
That's a very good question. I guess it stemmed from church, frankly. A lot of the friends that I had were dairy farmers, and whenever we would socialize, the topic would inevitably come to dairy farming. And, of course, I worked at a farm radio station in Berlin, Wisconsin, and saw the popularity of farm radio firsthand. That was my first job in radio. And so when I moved to the Pacific Northwest and started working at the radio station in Linden, Washington, and having so many friends as dairy farmers, the thought came to me, why not start a farm program here? Because none of the six or seven radio stations that were here locally at that time had a farm show, and so we started the Sunrise Show, and it just took off and became a very important part of a lot of dairy farmers' milking routines in the morning. At that time, Whatcom County had over 500 dairy farms in it, and the outlying counties had several more hundred dairy farms, plus the whole lower mainland of British Columbia, Canada, had 1,200 dairy farms, all within the prime coverage area of the radio station I worked for. So it was just a natural that this program would take off, and that was the beginning of what eventually became Dairyline.
And now you know the rest of the story. Oh, wait a minute. That's another longtime announcer. So, Lee, again, happy anniversary on 30 years of dairy radio, and a salute to the American dairy farmer today who's still out there listening.
I have always said, Bill, I have utmost respect for the dairy farmer with the grueling work schedule and the ups and downs. I mean, how many people would stay working at an industry, at a job where their income level would fluctuate so much and actually be below what it was, say, 3 or 4 years ago? You know, how many suit and tie kinds of people would stay in a job if they had to deal with that? Not very many, I don't think.
Well, thanks for the visit today, Lee, and we'll talk again next Monday. And again, happy anniversary, 30 years behind the dairy microphone. That's Lee Milky, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.